This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. While public health officials are urging Americans to hold more muted celebrations this Independence Day, given the spike in coronavirus cases, President Donald Trump is going in the opposite direction. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
After a rally and fireworks display at Mount Rushmore Friday night,
this has been a great honor.
President Trump is planning to go big in the nation's capital. The celebration will include a military flyover and fireworks display expected to draw thousands to the National Mall. The Interior Department says it will hand out 300,000 face coverings to spectators. Meanwhile, the Trump campaign has confirmed that Kimberly Guilfoyle, a top fundraiser for the campaign and the girlfriend of Trump's eldest son, Donald Trump Jr., has tested positive for the coronavirus. Both Guilfoyle and Trump Jr. have canceled public events and are isolating themselves. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The pints are being poured and the unkempt hairdos are being cut and styled as England embarks on its biggest lockdown easing yet. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Pubs, restaurants, and cinemas are now reopening, and people can once again visit different households and even tie the knot for the first time in 3 months. And many of those despairing at what they see in the mirror can finally get their hair trimmed. In all cases, social distancing rules have to be followed. Barbershop owner Stephanie Headley was relieved to finally be back in business after 3 months.
I've been booking appointments in. I've had messages and pictures of dodgy haircuts and all sorts.
Though the easing of the lockdown will be warmly welcomed, there are concerns that the British government is being overly hasty. In other countries, the reopening of bars and restaurants has been blamed for a spike in infections. Karen Chamas, London.
For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News.